Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Welcome to episode 51 of the podcast. This episode is about the full moon in Virgo, which takes place on the 24th of February 2024. As I always like to disclaim, I am not an astrologist by any stretch of the imagination, but I do have a real passion for understanding the moon and her feminine water element and energies, and I like to understand the moon in the perspective of the woman's life as well, and how it is connected to the menstrual cycle, and how we can live by and honor the energies of the moon. It also helps to massively explain, well, you can always blame the moon, I joke about, but it helps to explain, you know, what energies the moon is bringing in at the different lunations, and what we're being called to look at, where we're being invited to look at in different areas of our lives. So before I dive in, I want to talk about a few things first. So we're approaching March. I don't know how that happened, but it's happening. And it's lovely to see the change in season, so really, really, really welcomed. Although it's still freezing, I'm in Ireland and it's pretty cold, but hopefully within the next wee while it'll pick up. But it's nice to see the brighter mornings and the brighter evenings. Gentle reminder that we're still in winter for literally the next month until it's officially spring. So that's a call and an invitation just to remind you to continue to stay connected to yourself on your inward winter journey, and also to honor any final weeks of rest that you need at this time. I'm definitely ready to come out of my winter coma though. The bright mornings and morning walks are definitely the best way to start the day. So I'm delighted nonetheless. I wanted to talk about Pisces season as well. So Aquarius season ended on the 18th of February, and on the 19th we moved into Pisces season, which is the water sign. And Pisces encourages us not to react to emotions, but observe the fluctuations of energy and sensations within the body and mind. So this is from like a non-reactive state. So Pisces follows the flow of the universe, trusting every wee twist and turn, surrendering to the unknown, and teaching us to be patient while life unfolds. So if I can just explain, I've explained this in the last episode as well. Pisces is, we're in Pisces season. This full moon that what this episode is for is the full moon in Virgo. So the full moon in Virgo is the opposite, the polar opposite on the zodiac sign of the season that we're in. So Virgo is the polar opposite of Pisces. So Pisces is the water, going with the flow, like surrendering to the unknown type of energy. Virgo, bless me. Virgo is the opposite. Virgo is the perfectionism, the being really hard on yourself, structural ways of thinking, structural ways of working. And the Virgo and Pisces axis, related to health at this particular season, represents Virgo being about the gut health and the microbiome, and the and Pisces being connected to the immune system. So Virgo energy bringing in potential digestive issues at this time, or not, but also just something to look out for. You know, are you looking after your gut health? Are you going with your gut feelings and stuff like that? Pisces, are you looking after yourself, and are you nurturing your immune system? Are you looking after your nervous system? Helen Bell Logue is a Belfast astrologist, and I just wanted to read out some of her stuff that she posts on her socials, because I think she's really, really interesting. I've popped her Instagram handle in the notes as well, if you want to go on and have a wee look at her profile and follow her. So she says about Pisces season, that it being from the 19th of February to the 20th of March, she said, this is the last season of the astrological year. Time to expand through letting things go. Lighten your energy through releasing what no longer serves the highest vision of your being and your life. She also says, connect with the bigger picture of your life. Let your intuition flow. Let your creativity flow. Let go of fear. Dissolve away the ego. Be true to you. Feel the oneness with others, nature, and the universe. And she also finally says, connect with all of who you are, all of who you were, and all of who you are becoming. Allow the heavier stories to be completed now. Finish with old ways, habits, and patterns. Forgive yourself unconditionally and love yourself. So, moving on then to, before we actually dive into the full moon in Virgo, I want to quickly talk to you about the 222 portal, which took place on the 22nd of February, but also began actually on the 2nd of February. So the whole month of February really is all this focus around the 222 portal. And I'm not going to talk much about this, to be honest. It's not really... it's not a real area of expertise for me. I'll tell you a wee bit about it, but I would advise you to go and check out some of Soul Self Mastery's work on the portal. She's the portal queen. But I did find a wee bit about how I could explain the 2-2 portal to you. So the 2-2 portal, it's all about the divine feminine and the high priestess. It brings with it lots of goddess codes. These are ascension codes, which Soul Self Mastery also talks about. And these codes are meant to activate more of our psychic senses. So 222 is all connected with like twin flame and manifestation. It's connected to balance as well. And it contains the number 22, which represents working on your spiritual life and spiritual life path and soul purpose. And also the field of the spiritual realm is really thin at this time, as we're passing through this gateway. Portals are known as energetic gateways, and you might be sensing spirits or angels, or like look out for signs and symbolism as well, because they're big signs that you're connecting with spirit and you're being guided, and that there's messages like coming in for you and activating your psychic senses as well. So you can expect energies to build over the next few days in preparation of this Virgo full moon, and this moon will be bringing with it a lot of healing energy. A couple of words from Farah Sadiq on the 222 portal, just a few quick words. Words that she uses to associate with the 222 portal: balance, harmony, inner union, relationships, finances, open heart, full trust, flow state, gold frequency, embodiment, and magnetism. So, moving on to the full moon in Virgo. The couple of the key words to sum this full moon in Virgo up are, you are good enough, cleanse, and reset. So I'm holding a women's circle on Sunday the 25th of February from 2 to 4 p.m. at Studio 52 in Belfast. And it's a full moon in Virgo cacao ceremony. So with it, there'll be yoga. With it, there will be guidance with the energies that this lunation is bringing in, guidance that this full moon in Virgo is bringing in. So we're going to really look at our shadows and perfectionism. We're going to look at cutting cords and detachment and nurturing ourselves so that we can fill up our own cup, which is what's been coming in for me a lot lately. And the full moon always brings with it the energy of reviewing where we're at, shining the big bright light of the full moon in on what we keep in the dark or hide in the dark about ourselves. So this means that each full moon encourages us to look at our shadows. So this is our shadow work. And full moons also are about forgiveness and they're about release. So we're encouraged to look at what we're holding on to. This is a general overview of full moons. Full moons can also bring up intense emotions. I always find with a full moon in Cancer, which is my moon sign, or a full moon in Capricorn, it's a lot, because I'm Capricorn, it's a lot, there's a lot of energy, particularly with the full moon in Cancer for me, with it being my moon sign. It's a very emotional, intensely emotional time for me. So I'd encourage you to look at your own chart and figure out what your moon sign is, and it'll tell you a lot more than that as well. And then you can work with the moon on a deeper level as well, when you kind of know what signs are in your chart and how they associate with the moon and that sort of thing. So yeah, full moons, as I said, they're always in the polar axis sign of the season we're in. So right now we're in Virgo season. We're in Pisces season, and we're experiencing this full moon in Virgo, and then in 2 weeks' time, we're going to experience the new moon in Pisces. So, broadly speaking, full moons are about forgiveness, they're about letting go, they're about release and emotions. The moon represents the inner feminine and the water element, hence the emotions. Speaking more tailored to this lunation of the full moon in Virgo, this episode is about resetting, cleansing. And as I said, there's a real call to look at enoughness, so you are good enough. And this lunation is urging us to remember that we are good enough. I'm saying this a lot with my clients. So my clients, my family, myself, life in general, there's a collective feeling out there of not enoughness. You know, I'm not doing enough. I don't look as good as I should look. I'm not going to the gym enough. I'm not productive enough. Productivity has been a big one for me with this self-employment life that I now find myself in, very luckily. There's always this call to me of, you know, not a call, but like a sense of, oh my God, I'm not doing enough, and I'm not doing enough. I should be working harder. Why am I meeting people for coffee during the week? I should be doing more work. When really I need to actually accept that my work comes in flows and creative flows, and I just have to honor that. So the good thing is though that there's a shift that we're currently experiencing, and those old skins of not feeling enough are shedding. And you know, the thing is though, you have to be willing to really look so closely at yourself, your inner child, your patterns, your thoughts, behaviors, and be willing to make changes, to be willing to cleanse. This is the only way that we can reset. So you have to be willing basically to do the work. And I'm always quite blunt about that fact with my clients, because, you know, how do you expect change to happen if you're not willing to put the work in? So the thing about Virgo is perfectionism. The main trait of Virgo is perfectionism. So perfectionism, in my words and in the work that I do, perfectionism is a trauma response to not feeling enough in our childhood by those who have reared us, and feeling the need to constantly please and do more and be the best that we can, because it's the only way, for example, that we would have got praise or love or attention. Now this might not actually be the case, but this is how we've programmed ourselves, with the belief that we aren't going to be loved unless we get an A in our exams or get the best job. Perfectionism detaches us from our authentic selves so much. How can we be our true selves in our realest form when we're so obsessed with being perfect and pleasing others? Sigmund Freud is a neurologist, and he says that the more perfect a person is on the outside, the more demons they have on the inside. So this full moon in Virgo is a time to heal. It's a time to sit with our pain and heartache and give ourselves compassion. Through healing, the Virgo full moon also offers us forgiveness. So forgiveness is one of the hardest forms of release, especially when we need to forgive ourselves, or especially when we find it difficult to forgive someone who has really hurt us. In which case, we forget about trying to forgive, and we focus on trying to get to a place of acceptance and letting go and releasing that person or that pattern or a situation from our energy field, so that we're not continuing to hold on to it and we're not continuing to attract it. So when we're holding on to anger or resentment towards ourselves or others, we are blocking our ability to see clearly and attract the energy that we actually do need. So it holds us in a lower vibrational pattern and takes away our ability to feel and express gratitude along with love and compassion. So as we journey through the full moon in Virgo, we're being asked to look at what we need to forgive. Is it ourselves? Is it someone else? Know that forgiving someone doesn't mean that you have to let this person back into your life. By the way, we can forgive people or ourselves. We can forgive people for ourselves, not for them. So forgiveness is about you. It's about you and your vibration and your ability to move forward and move on. No one else. It's not about them. It's about you. And as you're working on releasing perfectionism, so if we just go back to perfectionism, you can stop vibrating in anger, resentment, and guilt. So the full moon in Virgo reminds us that we live in a vibration of love and acceptance of love. We align with our truest gifts. We can acknowledge the parts of ourselves that make us unique, and we can give our genuine offerings to the world. Virgo is a sign of the goddess as well, so seemingly perfect unto herself. Her archetype carries many gifts, but the most important one is the power to heal and forgive. So, symbolized by the goddess in her perfection, Virgo tends to like things to be in control. So Virgo likes to know everything. The full moon can eliminate these tendencies and encourages us to relinquish the need to orchestrate everything. Not the full moon, but this particular full moon in Virgo. So it encourages us to let go of trying to control everything and go more with the flow. So the energy of Pisces. So this moon is bringing with it an invitation to strike a balance between work and life, and work and service, and practicality and impracticality, and criticism and acceptance. So as I said, I'm feeling this quite strongly in my self-employment life and productivity. So it's trying to have that more gentle approach and not be too hard on ourselves. Otherwise, we lose that connection to the feminine energies and we operate too much from our masculine, which brings imbalance but also makes us operate from this place of needing to always do and not being in our flow and our flow state. So we can strike a balance. That's also a very patriarchal way of working. So you know, you have to accept that creativity comes not when you force it, and honor that. So with striking a balance, we can expect emotions and attachment styles to come to the surface. So I'd encourage you to look at what your attachment styles are. There's different types of attachment styles. I definitely have an attachment, an anxious attachment style. And if you want to do a wee read around that, drop me a message and I'll send you a couple of bits of information. Or you can actually literally just Google it. There's also books they're on it as well. And yeah, so it lets us, helps us to let go of attachment styles and let the emotions flow. So over the next 2 weeks, you'll discover what that means for you. So just trust. Just trust that it'll come up, whatever you need to come up. So we can't sit on our feelings. We need to feel them. We need to express them. This can be a very scary concept for those of us who are not feeling, not used to feeling our emotions, or not used to expressing ourselves. And sometimes we need help with this. So I offer support in my one-to-ones. It's especially recommended to have support if you're revisiting painful emotions or memories or trauma. And I am trauma-informed. I've done training in trauma with my yin yoga. And I've also done training in cognitive behavioral therapy as well. So the thing about emotions and this full moon is that this full moon can bring up emotions. Full moons in general can bring up emotions that weren't processed when they were first felt. So you felt an emotion maybe in your childhood, or maybe, you know, in your adult life as well. You felt it and then you've pushed it down. So this is an opportunity to actually sit with those feelings and know that you don't have to be perfect to be loved, and that life doesn't need to be perfect. And most importantly, you do not need to make the perfect decision every time. So you don't need to regret past decisions or make yourself suffer because things because of things you could not possibly have known, you know. So different things might come to your mind whenever you hear that. So, you know, don't make yourself suffer for things that you didn't know at the time, like parenting techniques, or you know, I could have been there more for my friend, or, you know, lots of different things. So I can't give credit to this source, but I read that this is an eyes wide open time for our work, our habits, our health and routines, and that we are likely to receive strong messages from our intuition. So with the Virgo Pisces axis, this full moon presses us to find balance between day-to-day functions and routines, physical health, the need for order, which is Virgo, and fission, spiritual health, order, and the infinite, which is all Pisces. So Virgo rules the tools and techniques, and this wee part here is from Cafe Astrology. Virgo rules the tools and techniques that we use to deal with day-to-day life, while Pisces rules the tools we employ to manage our spiritual selves. The Virgo full moon is also bringing in the energies of personal development, planning for our future and new ideas. So what are you working on? What are you ready to create? We're also encouraged to keep a close eye on our dreams. So keeping a dream journal would be really useful to help us interpret and connect with messages that are coming through in dream form. So with all of that said, which was a lot, some of that information was also from yoga journal as well online. So a wee exercise for you that I'm going to leave you with is to journal on a time or times in your life, whether it be lately or when you've been growing up or whatever, where you felt the need to be perfect. So you can identify the occasion or the memory, and then write down, how did you feel? Who was involved? Were you trying to please anyone? Identify the emotions. When did you feel these emotions before? Were you happy with yourself when you reached the level of perfect that you were striving for? And if this doesn't feel relevant for you, it could be the time for you to get creative and have a brainstorming session and bring your ideas to life. Sometimes it's like, you know, you don't really know where you or how you can get creative or how you can use this energy. So you could just literally paint whatever, like just paint colors on a page. and just enjoy without any expectation of what the page should look like when you're done. So I would urge you to have a wee look on my socials for upcoming women's circles if you're interested in joining. I also run yoga classes for everyone, and my circles are for women. You could book a one-to-one with me if you wanted to learn how to look at your shadows, to do inner child work, to work on perfectionism, whatever you need to work on in that area. I always urge people to reach out, and if I feel that we're not a good fit for each other, I'll refer you on to someone else who is. I also have a newsletter if you'd like to sign up. Drop me an email to carla@wildflow.co with the subject as sign me up to your newsletter, and I'll add you on. So thank you so much for listening, and happy full moon in Virgo.